Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the show. If you're enjoying it and want an ad-free experience, consider signing up for the Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. Get early access and exclusive content on there as well for less than the cost of a cup of coffee. Links to ways of supporting the show are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the One on One Podcast with your host, Juan Ayala.
Episode of the Horn Podcast. I'm your host as always. Make sure to check out the show on social media. If you're listening to this on the RSS feed, make sure to go over to the YouTube, all that good stuff at the Horn Podcast on most social media platforms. www.tjojp.com, patreon.com/the Horn Podcast, all that stuff. And today we got writer Lee again. Once again with us. What's up, dude? How you been?
What's going on, brother? Ready to talk some drones or what, dude?
I texted you. Well, before we get into it, plug your stuff. New documentary is out. We did an episode on that. Where can people find you,
writer? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Raised by Giants on YouTube and any and all podcast platforms. And check out my latest documentary, A Clockwork Shining, on Amazon Prime and Apple TV Plus. And there's some new information about what happened with JFK as well, like this Vanity Fair article. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but it's a Vanity Fair article saying that JFK shot a home movie 2 months before his supposed real assassination. That was a fake assassination that had all the same Secret Service agents that were involved in on November 22nd, 1963, in Daly Plaza, that Jackie filmed 2 months before. It's crazy. But you can also find our first documentary that me and Jay Weiner did called JFKX, also on Amazon Prime.
So he shot a home video, you said? Like
a home video 2 months before the supposed real assassination, and it was of a fake assassination that Jackie Kennedy put together. It's like in this, it's a brand new Vanity Fair article. It's freaking insane. Hold on, I'll try and pull it up really quickly.
It's kind of bizarre.
Yes, it is super bizarre, and it kind of, it's in line with, you know, what JFKX is really about.
What, a fake and gay assassination?
Yeah, it's, yeah. Did we not do a show on my first documentary?
Mm-mm. I guess we'll have to revisit that. And
okay, here
I'll
we go.
I'll have to watch it first. Drink.
Yeah, you gotta definitely watch it. Okay, here it is. Here's the Vanity Fair article.
Let's pull it up here.
Why JFK staged his own murder in a James Bond-inspired spy film 2 months before his assassination.
That's so crazy.
Vanity Fair. and it gets into all this stuff, which is so wild, dude. It's so freaking wild. But yeah, we'll save that for another time. I just thought that it was interesting to
absolutely
bring up, because it's about a, you know, essentially about a documentary that we had done over a year ago.
Yeah. All right, we'll save that. I'll watch it, and then we'll reconvene and then do that. So I've been staying off of social media. I've been just chilling these last couple weeks. I haven't really been up to much. And from what I have seen, which I that's what prompted my text to you, when I was like, hey, dude, people are really losing their marbles over this drone stuff, right? Because that's been a big thing. I've been seeing a bunch of videos on it. And I mean, I opened social media just to, you know, again, the muscle memory, you know, when you just open it up over and over for no reason, sometimes I'll still open it and like maybe scroll once or twice, and it's all drone stuff, right? It's all YouTube. I'm mostly on YouTube most of the time watching videos and stuff, and it's all drone stuff. So then I had texted, I'm like, man, people are really losing their, it was more Twitter than anything. I was like, people are really losing their marbles over this UFO drone stuff. And you're like, yeah, bro, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right. And then you told me, watch Carry On.
Which, did you watch it?
Yeah, which I had seen it. So I had seen it that the night before. I had texted you, and I was like, you're like, watch Carry On, and it's going to answer everything. And I was like, I mean, I saw that movie. So here we are. We're going to talk about the drones. We're going to talk about the movie Carry On. We're going to talk about whatever, and hopefully see what happens. I'm going to pull up the clip of Trump, because
the one from yesterday, yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I didn't watch the whole thing. I was just watching him like, yeah, the government knows what's going on. I don't know why they don't say anything, blah, blah, blah. And then I want to pull up the clip of the drone manufacturer guy talking as well. And so we'll pull that up. But yeah, can you give us a brief overview of the movie Carry On, which a lot of people are watching? And honestly, if it wasn't for one scene in particular, which looked like garbage, and it looked AI, bro. It looked AI. The car scene when they're fighting in the car.
Yep, that was straight up AI. 100%.
That looks so bad, dude. My wife was even like, all this AI garbage in the movies nowadays. Like, well, you know, what the heck is, what is even this? I was like, that looks pretty horrible, doesn't it? It looks so bad, bro. It looked horrendous.
It looks super bad. And this is a post from Trump on Truth Social 3 days ago, which he says, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know. And now, otherwise, shoot them down. This is Donald Trump, the guy that's going to be inaugurated in less than, what, 3 weeks now, is telling people on Truth Social to shoot down the drones.
Is this perhaps another setup for like another J6 scenario? Because, that's crazy for him to say that.
Super crazy. Well, that's wild. I think that we need to go back to the evolution of this entire thing, and like when it started, and all the theories that have come out surrounding this entire thing. And it started with these, which I talk to ChatGPT sometimes, right? Because I think that it's interesting to figure out how the AI model like works. And like,
are you admitting that you're a Fed writer and a shill? By talking,
Fed confirmed.
Confirmed.
So I get on there sometimes, and I figure out all this stuff, like just to see like where it's at, and I try and argue with it and make like other points to try and get it to come to different conclusions and stuff. And I just randomly typed in. I was like, "What do you think about these? You know, these drones in around New Jersey?" And it essentially said, "Well, this has been happening for a really long time. Some reports go back to 2019. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try and see if I can find any articles from 2019 and people spotting these drones over, you know, New Jersey in 2019. And obviously, I couldn't find anything because it's all flooded with nothing but articles and Google reports from, you know, the thing that happened most recently. Like, Google is infamous for doing burying old articles and burying old stories for the newest and most updated story. And so supposedly this started happening in November. November is the earliest article that I can find of people spotting these drones over New Jersey. It goes back to November. Now, this is very reminiscent of the Chinese spy balloon that happened just a year ago in the same month, just 1 year back in December of last year. It's the exact same thing. Whenever do you remember this? When everyone was freaking out about the Chinese spy balloons, and they were like, "It's UFOs!
It's a satellite! It's a satellite!
Satellite! And people were freaking out about that, like, "Oh, they're UFOs! There's some in Alaska, some in Nebraska, and Wisconsin, and Wyoming, and all this stuff."
They were in my ass.
They came everywhere. They came on the carpet, the blinds, in the room, in the bathroom. But then they were like, okay, well, now they're, you know, Chinese spy balloons, and we'll, you know, shoot them down. It's like verbatim the exact same thing that happened last year. And not only with that, in the November 30th of last year, there was this Netflix show that came out called Obliterated, which talked about a nuke in Los Angeles, that this terrorist organization got a hold of a nuke and was going to blow up Los Angeles and then blame it on the right, and then the right would blame it on the left, and the left would blame it on the right, and chaos would ensue. So it's almost identical to the exact same thing that we have going on now. So some people think that this is aliens. Some people think that this is Iran, because we had that Republican congressman come out and say that Iran launched a mothership off of the East Coast, and then this mothership was taking these, you know, had all these other little baby drones inside of it, and that's what's going on in New Jersey. And then you got the White House coming out and saying that they have no evidence of these drones being over classified military sites or even any military sites. And then at the end of that, they say that that what they know about the drones is that they are manned aircraft. He says, I actually
they
have
also called it non-human, right? There was a press where they talked about them being non-human.
I didn't hear that one. That would be really interesting.
So here, a couple of things, bro, because you've just been going off. Listen.
Sorry.
Let's here you're good. Let's reel it back in here. Let's watch this clip real quick. It's only a minute long. And then I want to talk. You mentioned Google, and I want to talk about something that just came out recently. But here, we're going to watch this here real quick. We're going to listen to Daddy Trump talk for a little bit, and then
all the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports. It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
So he has. So, and right, something strange is happening, and that's where the movie comes in, right? Because that's kind of sort of plays into like this Netflix mimetic magician, occult cinemagician stuff, where are they planting subliminal messages in our assholes or whatever it is that people say, right? And then an interesting thing that came out that I saw yesterday, which I haven't really seen anybody really talking about, was this particular here. Guys, make sure to go follow me on X at the101PD. I don't really post all that much, but I'm on there. So this is the other interesting thing, because you mentioned Google, right? And Google says it accessed parallel universes with its new supercomputer. This was from 2 days ago or a day ago, okay, December 15th. We're recording this on December 17th, right? Google's quantum computing breakthrough on Monday has left the physicist who heads the project the believer in the idea that we live in a multiverse. Now, I don't know. All right, so Willow, the tech giant's new quantum chip. I've talked about their sycamore chip, I believe. And if you look at the mythology of a sycamore tree, it is a tree that connects the world of the living with the world of the dead in Egyptian mythology. So Willow, is it the willow tree what they use for willow tree?
Yeah, magic, and I think a few things surround the willow tree in mythology. That might even be the type of tree that what was that one movie with Johnny Sleepy Hollow?
Tree of enchantment. So Celtic folklore, the gray willow is known as the tree of enchantment. English folklore, willows are often associated with sadness and mourning, but they were once seen as symbols of love and happiness, etc., etc. Psalms describes hanging harps upon willows in Babylon, which Saint Augustine compared to barren souls. Saint Augustine. Saint Gregory, the great willows trees represent chastity and link to fertility and new life. Okay, so again, you got to just pay attention to the names that they use. But I did see this, that they were, damn, so many ads, that they were tapping into, and nobody's talking about this because everyone's talking about the damn drones, right? So here we have Google, which, I mean, top of the ladder, everyone puts all their information in when they're trying to look up, you know, different things. They're just feeding it information. I'm sure Google has a ton of AIs and everything. So we're essentially feeding the beast. But Google said its new quantum computer, Willow, the tech's giant new quantum chip, succeeded in solving a computational problem so complex it would have taken today's best computers an estimated 10 septillion years to solve. What the fuck is a septillion? What is that? I mean,
quadrupled a billion, I guess. Septillion,
1,000 raised to the 8th power. Septillion is a number that is written 1 followed by 24 zeros in the United States and 1 followed by 42 zeros in Great Britain. What? 10 septillion years. But Google said its new quantum computer solved the puzzle in under 5 minutes. Okay, I got no idea what any of that means, but I know that it can't. It's probably not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably not good. Did you watch the new Megan Fox movie where she's like an AI robot? You seen that one?
Yes.
I haven't watched it. Don't spoil it for me. But again, we're tapping into like,
it's pretty sexy, bro. It's pretty hot.
We're tapping into like the whole AI takeover, you know, these drones. In my opinion, dude, the thing with the drones is, if it was some covert operation, if it was aliens, if it was whoever, if they were trying to keep it secret, they probably wouldn't put lights on the drones, right? Like, let's be honest. Like, they probably wouldn't put the FAA lights on the drones flashing like, you know, that's crazy alien tech. The aliens follow the same laws that we do. That's wild, dude. So that's why I can't get on board with like this being like aliens or... And now I know I've seen some people posting weird pictures of them where they like kind of trail off. Could it be the camera? Again, I'm just trying to be a skeptic. You can't just buy into everything that everyone's always, you know, diving into. For example, like this. Let's see this video right here. Here's what happened when I flew a UAV. Oh, freaking another ad. Stupid
ads, bro. It's fine. Try and tell me that you wouldn't smash on a freaking Megan Fox robot, Dan. I would totally tap that robot, artificial intelligence or not, dog.
Are you admitting that you're a Fed, Riderly, on air right now, dude? A shill?
Fed confirmed twice.
Illuminati confirmed.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
In the first 17 minutes of this show, Fed twice. No, see, that's the whole thing of this entire, you know, blow up around this drone situation. And this movie came out, Carry On Friday. So what date was Friday? I think Friday was the
13th.
13th. It was, yeah, Friday the 13th. So you had this movie drop on Friday, and I had someone reach out to me and said that they had top secret information about these drones. Okay. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll entertain it.
Source,
it
is, trust me, bro.
It, yeah, exactly. Exactly. He couldn't reveal the source of the information. He only told me that he had found this out through top secret insider knowledge, right? And I was like, okay, I'll entertain it. So I'm talking to him, and he's telling me all this stuff about how it's not really that it's our military that's, you know, that are in charge of these drones, and that these drones are surveilling for a suitcase nuke or biohazard material or some kind of like nerve agent. And I was like, okay, well, that's kind of different. Of course, I don't buy it. Like, I don't buy anything that these people say. And I was like, well, that, you know, that's different than what other people have been saying. And I was like, okay. So I just kind of sat on it for a little bit. And then an hour after I got off that call with him, I had someone else send me a screenshot of someone saying that exact same thing, that the military knows what it is. They're not telling people what it is because they don't want to install panic through them supposedly searching for this briefcase nuke slash biohazardous material slash nerve agent stuff. Okay. Then I'm like, huh, that's really weird that he would tell me all this stuff, and then someone would send me one of these things like, you know, an hour after. And then I was like, well, maybe there's something to this. Maybe that's,
which, by the way, that is
what's going on.
Let's preface this by saying there's going to probably be spoilers on this movie. So if you want to go watch it, then come back to this. You've been warned. We're going to go and talk about the movie. So if you want to tune out now or skip forward, whatever, but just know that there's going to be spoilers for the Carry On movie. You've been warned.
So on Saturday, I sat down and I'm scrolling through Netflix because me and my girlfriend, we like to watch stuff at night, you know, whenever she gets off work and stuff. And I seen that the top movie on Netflix was this movie called Carry On. And I didn't even read the description. I didn't see any trailers, nothing about it. And I put it on and I'm watching the movie and I'm like, holy shit, this is verbatim exactly like what these people, what this person just told me yesterday. I'm like, what is happening right now, dude? This is insane. Like, someone sat down and watched this movie when it came out on Friday and then created the entire story that this is what these drones are about, and related it to real life. And I was like mind blown. I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, holy shit. Cause I had told her about this already. She was already familiar. And I was like, well, now we know where these people got this information, that this drone was searching for a briefcase nuke, because the entire freaking movie Carry On is all about a secret briefcase that this gentleman, this terrorist, is trying to get across the TSA metal detector to get onto this plane. And for the first, I don't know, 45 minutes of the movie, you think that it's a nuke, and it's not explained that it's not a nuke until later on that it's actually a nerve agent. And that was the same thing that this guy was telling me, Juan. This guy was telling me, he was like, I was talking to this top secret insider, right? This top secret insider told me to be prepared, get duct tape, get plastic bags in case something goes off, in case this biogenetic material gets leaked out into the United States and the population. You want the duct tape so that you can seal off all the cracks in your door so this biogenetic material doesn't get in there and cause harm. And then what happens at the end of this movie? He seals the freaking thing inside of it. It's so...
And that's the thing, dude. Some people are living in a movie. I mean, that's just the way it is. We know it. This space that we're in, people want to live in a movie, right? And they feel like everything is something. There are no coincidences. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all, you know, it's all a big conspiracy. And this is one of the main things that I saw that people were running with, that I think you mentioned it to me, where people are, so Radar, this is from Reddit, of course, right? So Reddit.
Yeah.
Radar guy here, I know who is operating the drones. 25-year radar operator for major agency here. Just thought I'd let you all know what has been going on these past few weeks. The drones are part of a military drill being conducted by Space Force. Everything is on a need-to-know basis, which is why there's so much confusion. What gets me concerned and why I had to make this post is that something big is about to go down.
Mm.
I happen to know that there are additional full lockout drills that are scheduled to take place between now and Christmas Eve. These operations involve the full turnover of all radio/radar and aircraft communications to the military for several hours at a time. In conjunction with that, there are also scheduled satellite launches off the books, which have been occurring since October. They are setting up some kind of big show for the public very soon. CNN was even at our facility shooting pre-roll footage for a future story. I don't know exactly what's going on, but all I know is this. Get ready. Peace and safety to all of you and your families. So you don't know what's going on, but you just told us what was going on. And then again, so we have this timeline here, right? So between now, this was posted either the 12th or the 13th or something like that. Between now and Christmas Eve, right? So we have this timeline. Something big is going on. This is super, super reminiscent of Project Bluebeam, which gives everyone a hard on in this, you know, conspiracy crowd where it's like, oh, they're going to project a giant dick into the atmosphere and everyone is going to believe that it's God and it's going to shatter all of religions and it's going to reveal everything, right? The apocalypse, the revelation, the Ragnarok, the end of the world as we know it, and the government is behind. That's what Starlink is. That's what all these Sataloons are. That's what all the a huge projection system that they're getting ready to project something into the sky. And I saw people running with this and they were like, don't believe whatever you see, right? Somebody put, whatever you see is not God. I'm like, bro, what? Like,
dude, I got a fear boner right now, dude. I'm so wrong. You got a chug going on, this dude? Freaking this Project Blue boner, dude.
Oh, Project Blue Chew. I mean, they're not a sponsor of the show, but if they want to sponsor me, I'll take it. We'll take, you know, us feds. We got to take whatever we can because we got to make ends meet, you know. So,
dude, there's no better way to fight the apocalypse than having a rock hard boner.
So
that's the thing, is there's so many different without them coming out and saying exactly what it is. It's kind of like what Trump was mentioning earlier when you played the clip. He was like, the military knows what they are, and for some reason they aren't telling the people what they are. And without the people knowing what they are, then it leaves room to all the speculation and all the theories start popping up from the community that go back to, you know, Project Blue Beam to all this stuff. And it's so interesting too, because that Arrow report came out on the history of UFOs, where it's the entire report says that almost all of the UFO sightings are drones. And this one is so interesting too, because immediately it was like, it's drones. It's drones, it's drones, it's drones. Like, they didn't call these UFOs or UAPs from the very jump. They switched it up. It's just like how they changed UFOs to UAPs. Oh, yeah, it's a good-looking drone, dude. It's
I walked amazing. Outside this morning and was shocked to see a drone got knocked out. Right. Oh,
man. But it's so wild how, like, these things change, and the names of these things change, and now it wasn't UFOs, it changed from UFOs to UAPs, and now it's not even UFOs or UAPs, now it's all drones.
Look at this dude getting nailed by that airplane, bro. Boom. These drones in New Jersey are really becoming a problem, dude. Imagine if that started happening. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm sorry, bro.
Imagine if he was the one that was actually flying that drone, too. Yeah, it was so like, embarrassing.
I got to move out of the way.
I need to put that one in slow motion, dude. Make that one a GIF.
Oh, dude. This dude got nailed, bro. Can I put this in slow-mo? I can put this half speed. Hold on. This dude got fucking nailed, bro. Coming in Boom. Dude, I love how it self-destructs as soon as it hit. Dude, that guy got hurt. That thing was flying, bro. That dude got hurt. We shouldn't be laughing at this, dude. You're bad, bro. All right, so
you're fed for laughing at
I'm a fed for laughing at that. Anyways, the fact that they're not telling us only fuels speculation, right? Like,
yes.
Was the movie Leave the World Behind? Did it have any drones in that movie? I don't think so, right?
No drones that I am aware of, no.
Okay, so Netflix didn't warn us about that one. But anyways, this is the other video. It's 9 minutes long, the one that I wanted to play. But essentially, what the CEO of Saxon Aerospace that they develop allegedly drones for the military industrial complex, he was saying that drones at night don't make sense because they have limited visibility unless they have thermal or some sort of, you know, imaging to let them see at night. I saw somebody in the government, another video. Again, there's been so many things that was talking about these drones coming out of the water, right? This guy debunks that by saying, like, listen, theoretically speaking, and from just a physics point of view, I developed these things and there has to be somebody manning it. They have limited fuel and limited range. So the fact that they're going to go from offshore to onshore to do whatever they're doing to then go back again, it's just not possible. There's got to be somebody manning these things. And he says that perhaps, you know, the intention of these drones isn't nefarious, but they're able to track, I believe he said, radiation and also gas. They have, you know, special instruments that they can equip these drones with that are able to tap into gas leaks and radiation, which, again, the radiation stuff plays into the whole Carry On movie a little bit, where it's like this weapon that they're going to set off to send a message, right? The whole thing was to send a message to the arms dealers and manufacturers, and that they needed more funding because this particular congresswoman that was on the plane, was she opposed? She was pro the funding, right? Or was she opposed to the funding of the... Did you mute yourself?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I think that she was opposed to the funding because I don't think why she would be pro it and then they would decide to like want to...
Well, they said that they were going to take out one of their own to send a message. So essentially, once they were able to... again, do this whole big theatrical thing, again, like another false flag or something that would motivate them to actually kick in and go to war with whoever, and then that would fund them more and they'd make more money than they could ever possibly imagine. So again, like a war on terror type of thing. That's what I understood. And again, I didn't take notes while I was watching the movie or anything like that, so I could be getting that wrong. But for those that do, just keep an eye out for the congresswoman that's on the airplane. And then, you know, towards the end of the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because they break it all down. They kind of tell you the whole plot towards the end, right? The stuff that you don't like, right? Or with, like, the, you know, explain the whole plot of the movie at the end there.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, what was going on. And I thought that the movie was actually really interesting because they kind of build up these, like, TSA agents to be like actual human beings, and we know that the TSA is not human beings.
They're reptilians, are
robots. Yeah. So it was really interesting. I thought that the movie on it in and of itself was a halfway decent movie. I actually liked it, and if it wouldn't have been for, you know, this whole drone nonsense and this person, you know, telling me all this stuff with this top secret insider information that is the exact plot of the entire movie, then I would have been like, oh, this is maybe in my top 20 movies of the year.
Yes. Along with Caddo Lake that we did a review on.
I think Caddo Lake is like number one for me this year. Yeah. Freaking phenomenal.
Which, by the way, I found it interesting that this movie had a budget of $47
million. Illuminati confirmed.
47 being a very Masonic number there, if you will. Carry On. And then I saw that, you know, a little bit off track, but I saw that I was over at Disney Springs this past weekend, and I saw that A24 came out with a movie about Y2K. Did you see that?
I seen some kind of preview for it. It's not out yet, is it?
Yeah, it's out. They released on the 6th.
Oh, shit. No, I need to watch that. But there's also this new movie that's coming out. It's called Homeland. That's about supposedly World War III starting on Christmas this year, and it's going to be released soon in theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's see here. Homeland. My Homeland?
I'm pretty sure it's called... shoot, I just looked this up the other day, dude. Hold on. Let me find out exactly what it's called. But I was kind of shocked because I was like, I mean, and this seems like something that they do every single, like toward the end of the year. It's like a repeating thing that just like happens every year. And they do these types of movies. They get, okay, hold on.
Jonah Hill was Homestead, a producer for this.
Homestead, sorry. It's called Homestead. Homestead movie. World War III begins this Christmas. Here, I got the thing here. Here it is.
This one here? It says it's out already, dude. Came out on the 20th. Well, release date the 20th.
In theaters, December 20th. You're looking at the wrong one. Here, I got it up on the screen. This is it. World War III begins this Christmas. Homestead in theaters December 20th. Get showtimes. Angel Studio. A nuclear bomb is detonated in Los Angeles. And it's just a screenshot. But if you want to look that up, Homestead. Homestead movie December 20th.
No, this is it comes out December 20th. You said.
Yeah,
I think it might be this one, the one that I have pulled up here, but it doesn't say anything about a nuclear bomb. Homestead, yeah, a nuclear period. Here it is. Nuclear bomb is detonated. So amid chaos, ex-Green Beret joins Pepper Compound, loves grow. Is this it?
It looks like it's the one. It says release date December 20th, right?
Yeah.
Right there on the right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this might be it. It's got these guys in it. Anyways, yeah, I feel like every now and again they'll come out with these movies like Carry On did. Y2K, Jonah Hill was one of the producers of it, which is interesting. A24, which they put out a lot of weird occult cryptic movies like what's that one? That one weird crazy movie where they're trying to do a ritual to Paimon and they sacrifice the girl gets... Is it Hereditary? That movie was wild, dude.
Hereditary.
Yeah. Midsommar. They've come out with all those movies, and they came out with this one because I saw the trailer. I saw the poster on next to the movie theater, and it was this. And then when I saw at the bottom A24, I looked up my friend. I was like, oh, wow, A24 came out with a new movie. And of course, it's about Y2K, which was another one of those conspiracies, right? I mean, I was young. I was born in 94. So what was that, 99, 2000? I wasn't that old. So I probably didn't know anything about this, but I'm sure that Y2K was a huge thing when it was first coming out. Like, oh, on this day, the world's going to implode on itself because of the internet. I think stocks were crashing and all that stuff because people were freaking out about it. And then after that, what was 2012? When the next one after that was 2012.
Well, the Y2K one was wild because I distinctly remember being told to basically seal up all of your windows and like seal up all of your doors and like with like plastic, which is the same thing that this guy was telling me. I was seven or eight around Y2K.
Yeah, so the Y2K conspiracy theory was a misunderstanding of a computer programming error that was expected to cause widespread problems when the year changed from 1999 to 2000. The theory led mass panic, stockpiling, and even people taking up arms. However, the Y2K problem was not as bad as some feared, and the world did not end in 2000. And then after that, we had 9/11, right? That I'm sure people thought the end of the world was then. But it seems like every now and again, there's always like this mass thing. Now we have the drones, which... are they all over the United States or are they in a concentrated area? Because I know from what I've seen, it's like New Jersey area.
That's the problem with this stuff, Juan, is that if something is happening in one place, people just release a bunch of different videos of like orbs and like drones of like, and you don't even know exactly where it's coming from. The orbs could be freaking 5 years old, 10 years old, 3 years old, or shot, you know, whenever, or they're just completely 100% fake. And people try and capitalize off of that. So it's, I've heard reports that people are seeing them all over the world, but again, you don't know if that's actually true or not, because they can just be saying that to install even more fear and more panic, and then, you know, to push that alien agenda like they've been doing for a really long time.
Because one of the ones that I remember vividly was the jellyfish drone. You remember this video? Because this was a while back. And I remember people were talking about this too, and some people were saying that from the things I've been watching, that this was like the kickoff. Like when they saw this, you had the Peru incident of also the aliens with jetpacks and these face peelers sitting in trees. So you have felt like this sort of buildup, and now they're here on U.S. soil.
Well, you also have the Vegas alien as well. Do you remember the Vegas alien story?
Yes, the Vegas, the 10-foot tall alien.
Yeah, with the long neck, daddy long neck alien.
I seen a meme where it was daddy schlong legs, and it was a spider, but the legs were dicks. And it was a spider with the legs, because you had Nick Cage with the daddy long legs, wasn't it? The Long Legs movie? Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oof,
that movie wasn't that impressed.
What?
Again, Juan, they gave away the entire gave away the entire movie at the end of the movie, dude. There was no mystery.
Don't ever disrespect Nick Cage like that.
No, dude, I love Nick Cage. I think he's one of the great actors. I loved him ever since I saw him in freaking Face Off, dude. So, like, nothing against Nick Cage. He did an amazing performance. I just did not like the way that the movie ended. Like, there was no mystery. There was nothing to figure out, because they tell you everything in really neat synopsis at the end of the movie.
Yeah, they break everything down from the origins and all that, and then it all clicks and makes sense. Not like Caddo Lake that leaves you like, I gotta watch that again, because I don't understand. I gotta watch a few YouTube videos to figure it out. So I believe that these people, they admitted to that it was fake. The Vegas
people?
Yeah. Not a hoax, sources says. Anyways, I could have sworn I heard somebody say that they had admitted that it was a fake video. But yeah, it feels like the alien agenda. What are your thoughts on what the end game is with all this? Like, so we have the drones. I'll find the clip where they're talking about them not being non-human, right? If they're non-human, then what are they, extraterrestrial or you know, if they were from a foreign power, they'd go out and say, oh, they're from a foreign power,
But then people. It's like, why are you letting these foreign powers have access in our country? Airways. Like, why are you letting these, why did you let the freaking balloon, the Chinese spy balloon, fly over our country for 2 weeks before you shot it down? And why are you, if it is a foreign power, why are you letting Iran send all these drones over our major cities? And this incident is really interesting too, with the Vegas incident, because something very similar was told to me by somebody that said that this was the military, and that they had biochemical outpost in the backyard of this family's home, and that they were going the Vegas one, and that they were surveilling this family because it had like some kind of locked security biochemical outpost in their backyard.
Well, I didn't know about that, bro.
That's what this person told me, which I don't believe it, because it seems to be all to do with these, like it's the exact same thing with these drones. They're searching for a chemical compound, a biochemical thing. They're looking for radiation signatures. They're looking for a suitcase, briefcase, nuke. They're looking for a nerve agent. It's the same type of thing.
Which is, again, the whole premise of this movie, which the traveler, which is interesting, right? The traveler, you can interpret that kind of sort of occult, right? The dweller on the threshold type of thing. The traveler reveals the deadly nerve agent Novichok or Novacek, whatever, however you say it. And this was interesting because the lure on this was this correct that they don't know how, like, there's no cure for all
there's
this?
There's no antidote. Yeah, supposedly.
Which that's worse. That's almost like the thing that happened in 2020, right? Everyone knows what happened, where it's like, oh, there's nothing that can save you from this. If you get it, you're done, right? So almost like, again, like another boogeyman. If we have this in our backyards, make people freak out. But using the alien agenda to push this, and a lot of people are going to buy the alien agenda, or at least maybe not buy it, but sort of believe that line of thinking, like, oh, they're trying to push aliens on us when maybe it's something else. What do you think the end game is with that? Do you think it's to instill martial law, to give the government more power than they already have? Like, what do you think? Why the aliens? Is it because a majority of people, I mean, I know for a fact a majority of people are going to believe it's aliens, like 100%.
Well, there's only one of two scenarios that could be going on here, in my humble opinion. One is that they are trying to get the public more used to this kind of phenomenon and try to switch their opinions and their beliefs that the stuff that they're seeing isn't aliens, that it's ours, that it's our military technology, and that we've had this technology for a really long time, and it's kind of like a slow drip type of process by, you know, the government coming out and saying, we don't know what these things are. What essentially they're saying with these drones is exactly what they said in 2020 with the New York Times article, like in the statement from the Pentagon, right? They're like, we don't know what these things are. They move faster than anything that we have. We don't know what they are. Now, we're not saying that they're UFOs. We're not saying that they're aliens, but we don't know what they are. And it's the exact same thing with these drones. They're saying the same thing. They've always said the same thing. Now, what they could be doing is because the alien agenda has gotten so far out of hand that there's really no putting any lid back on this bottle. The genie has already escaped. You can't put him back in the freaking bottle, right? So the only direction that they can kind of go is one of two ways. It's either to get the public more used to the idea and the thought that these things are our technology, whether that be manned craft or unmanned craft or, you know, advanced drones or whatever. And that's there's evidence for that with people coming out and saying that these are drones. They didn't say that they were UFOs or UAPs first. They said, well, they're obviously drones. And then the other one is that they're going to set up some kind of event and blame it on extraterrestrials, that we need to, you know, defeat these invaders and, all along that it's our technology and we're going to essentially defend ourselves from ourselves.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just want to remind everyone, make sure to check out the show on Patreon, patreon.com/the101podcast. I constantly get emails, oh, only one episode a week. Yeah, one episode a week for the public, but for as little as $5 a month, you can get up to two, sometimes three, sometimes one episode per day on the Patreon, as well as on the YouTube channel as a member for as little as $5. And there's also on the Patreon over 250 episodes only found on there. There's an extensive backlog of episodes. So check that out. If for those interested, for those asking, make sure to follow the show on YouTube, Juan Juan Podcast. Also, Juan Juan Media
I am going live every Tuesday on there streaming. I also go live on twitch.tv/JuanOnJuanPodcast. So make sure to check me out on there Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. And make sure to get your copy of the Occultus Mundi Homunculus Owner's Manual, all that good stuff at tjojp.com. Can pick up your copies there or go over to the Ko-Fi. I'm on Facebook, Twitch, Kick, Rumble, all that good stuff. You know where to find it, and enjoy this episode.
In order to get the public used to the idea that this is our technology, so they would use the excuse that, you know, these invaders are here, we need to figure out how to defeat them, we need highly advanced technology, and then they'll all of a sudden make it really, really quickly, and then they'll use that technology to defend against these supposed invaders when it's really just us, and then that'll get the public on board that
I think that's all bullshit,
this is
bro.
Our technology. So that's the only two routes that they can go. They're between a rock and a hard place with this extraterrestrial and alien hypothesis. Yeah. And those are the only two routes that they can go that makes any logical sense to me.
My hard place, because I'm getting a boner just listening to you talk about these alien invaders and it's Independence Day, bro, right? Like, you got a mothership. What's next? A mothership is going to park over New Jersey or some major city, and then it's going to set it all off. Like, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so elaborate, so crazy that they would do something. Again, I wouldn't put it past them, but I feel like people have believed in aliens for a very, very long time, dude. I think aliens,
and that's going to be very difficult to get out of the consciousness of, you know, the people. And there's, like I said, there's only two ways to really do that. And one is to get the public more used to that these things are our technology and go that route, or go the route that they're alien invaders and we need to defend ourselves from these aliens, so therefore we need to hurry up and build this technology. Elon Musk, get on this this advanced, you know, anti-gravity craft that he probably already has, or somebody already has, one of these government contractors already have for a really long time, and we needed to defeat these aliens, and they take out the aliens, and then all of a sudden the aliens are gone and now it's all ours.
Let's take a look at this, the Defense Department briefing. This is the one I was telling you about where they're talking about these things being not of the U.S. military. So here it is.
These are not U.S. military drones. Again, this is being investigated by local law enforcement. What our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know what these drones are.
From the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lightboats was followed Illuminati by confirmed. Between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water.
These are 6-foot drones that are somehow evading our detection. They're not being detected.
They're saying no threat, but how the hell do they know? They don't know anything. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it comes from. They don't know nothing.
They know that they can't track them. They know that they don't emit a signal. They know that they can't see them when they turn their lights out. They also indicated that they don't know where they come from. They don't know where they go to.
One family claims they followed a drone in their car.
That looks like a plane.
And while it hovered above them, the clock in their car changed times.
Some of the FBI agents.
Oh, yeah, that was another one. The time dilation, people's clocks and their all the electronics in their house are acting weird. Like, you have this whole paranormal aspect to it all. But yeah, so
they've been assigned to look into this, have reported drones flying over their home.
It's right here over Picatinny. There was a drone just hanging out. I put my drone up in the air and went towards it. I had full battery life. Not 3 minutes into the flight, I lost control of the drone. Warning on my screen, you know, lost control, and my drone started going down dead.
These are fully charged batteries. It's two batteries that have died within seconds, and the drone went up and what, like a couple feet off the pavement, and they came right back down.
Okay, you see it? You see how it goes? See how it goes? And then it becomes a spacecraft or aircraft or whatever you want to call it.
What the fuck is that, bro? Did it just get smaller?
What is that?
Above the ocean, and it was low, very low, but so bright and so clear, and it was huge. Like, when you...
I'm concerned. I issued a letter to ask for more information, and I think there should be a lot more transparency about it.
Can you make that make sense? Because I think people in New York and New Jersey see drones the size of an SUV over their house every night and think that that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I understand why people would be looking at this and being concerned about it. We're concerned about it, too, which is why we have the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. My goodness, looking at this and taking it seriously. We
The FBI, the CIA has investigated the CIA, and they've said that they've done nothing wrong. So I think that maybe perhaps they are looking for something. They're probably not going to tell us what they're looking for. But I don't think that these are extraterrestrial in nature. I think that these are, again, somebody's manning them And like I said, if it was extraterrestrial technology, they wouldn't have these flashing lights how they do on them. Or hey, I could be wrong. Maybe, you know, I've also heard the fact that sometimes the government puts stuff out and it's so ridiculous. You're right. So in plain, the revelation of method, right? In plain sight. So that way people just get desensitized to it and it is what it is. And that's all it's going to be, right? So yeah, let's hide this alien tech. Let's put a couple of human lights on it and make it flash like a human thing, but it's actually extraterrestrial. Sure. I mean, that could also be a thing, but this is pretty wild, bro. I mean, this whole fact that we're, that people are talking about this, that the government is talking about this, like that, those are red flags right there, man. Like that's,
this is what I think happened. I think that the aliens are mad. The aliens are mad at us for reverse engineering their technology for our craft. Because we didn't give them credit for it. And then, so they decided to reverse engineer our drone technology from Best Buy. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing in the sky.
So once you get this sort of mentality into people's minds, right, it's like pareidolia, where everything starts to look like a drone. Everything starts to look like this. Everything starts. So now people, this is dangerous because I think I saw a video of somebody shooting at this drone in New Jersey. Now,
because Trump told them to. Trump said, shoot them down. Shoot them down, boys.
Listen.
You don't know what they are. The government can't tell you what they are. Shoot them down.
Get anyone down listening to this, just know what goes up must come down because of this one weird thing called gravity. I don't know, you know, where it comes from, or static electricity, whatever you want to call it, right? This force. That
sounds like a fad, dude. You believe in gravity? Jesus.
Well, call it Cthulhu's farts. Call it the draconian reptilian dick. Something is pulling things down. And when you shoot in the air, just know it's going to, I know this is controversial, it's going to curve, right? It's going to go down. All right. Listen, it's gonna come down.
What are you saying? The planet curves, dude?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that it's gonna come down, right? And it might come down somewhere where there are other people. So don't do stuff like that. I remember that they had to tell people one time not to shoot at a hurricane that was coming because it wasn't gonna do anything. Because I guess people were shooting over towards the hurricane. Again, don't do that. That's bizarre. But the fact that our new president is telling people to do that, bro, we're living in a movie. I mean, Google's right. We are in a multiverse and we're in some holographic universal movie cinema thing where it's Idiocracy, right? The whole movie with the... So, again, I don't think that it's aliens. A lot of people will argue. There's another video of these drones having a fight. Did you see that one?
The drone fights, is that the one where the drone is releasing some kind of like substance or it's like leaking out onto the other drone?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but the interesting ones is like the supposedly these people are like shooting fireworks at it. Yeah. Like, shoot
that boy down. The one I'm looking at right now, dude. Shoot that boy down. Yeah, shoot that boy down. Yeah. Yeah, oh, boy. Did he actually hit it? He actually hit it. Oh, dude, that's so sick. That's so sick, dude.
They probably got that idea from watching Twisters, where the sequel to Twister called Twisters, where they go inside of a tornado and shoot anchor down inside the tornado and they shoot fireworks up into the tornado.
Yeah, I've seen that one actually. So was Tornadoes telling us something, or Twisters telling us something, dude? That this is what we had to do to defeat the alien. dude, that alien drone got nailed, bro. That's so wild, bro. See, this looks like fun. Maybe fireworks? Okay. You know, I'll allow fireworks if you get a cool video like this. But guns, don't do that. Don't shoot. Oh, dude, look at this drone right here. I shot down one of those damn drones. Stay out of North Carolina.
All right. Ceiling fan.
All right. Yeah. Is it this one right here? So this is possibly the best and clearest video ever of these drones approaching UAP, and then it touches the UAP, and the UAP shoots it down. This happened in Phoenix, Arizona, a few hours ago. So
that could be a drone. I don't know what the hell that is. But that is quick.
There's only one. Let's watch this video.
Oh, this is the Galactic Wars, bro.
Yeah.
This has been prophesied since the Anunnaki.
I thought it'd be more epic than this. Is it just like watching paint dry? Yeah, look at that. They're getting near it. And it's gonna get fried. December 14, 2024. I haven't really been looking outside. We had a full moon. I think the 13th actually was a full moon, if I'm not mistaken. There it goes.
Ooh, whatever it was, just shut down the drone.
Look at that. Boom.
Dude. Bam. Big daddy.
That's military stuff. I mean, just fry it, whatever. They were trying to get close to it. They're not going to let you get close to them. Whatever they're looking for, they are looking for something like, I don't know, bro. I think that. Maybe we'll know once Trump gets in office. But hey, we have this timeline. We still have 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. We have 7 days, bro. We have 7 days to find out if whatever that Reddit post said was real, that they're getting ready to shut us down. Look at this guy shooting a gun. This guy's shooting a gun, bro. Got shit aim.
Why would you do that?
The dude with the fireworks had better aim than this asshole.
Wild. I can't believe this, dude.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
these people are freaking idiots, bro.
Still didn't hit it. Get wrecked, son. Get good, scrub. This guy sucks at Call of Duty. But you see, there's going to be people who are going to do it. There's going to be people who are going to look at the homunculus ritual and be like, hey, I want to make a homunculus. Let me do all the stuff that it says. I'm going to beat a cow carcass to a pulp with a dog dick because I want to make sure that I make this thing. Hey, what's Jay Widener doing there, dude? Oh, my bad. That's not. Shout out, Jay. Anyways, dude, so the movie Carry On, right, this nerve agent. So do you think that maybe this movie was trying? It obviously worked because you have people literally shooting you messages saying that they got this top secret knowledge right after this movie comes out. Do you think that maybe it worked as far as, you know, the psychological operation? I think that Netflix is a psychological operation just to see how far deep down into the psyches of people they can go. So,
well, that's the whole goal of this entire thing. And I don't believe that this was the goal of the person that told me this stuff, but it was definitely the goal of the person that told him, was for this gentleman to tell me about this, and then I go out and start spreading it, when it's obviously based off of a movie. Now, I wasn't going to spread it regardless if I watched the movie or not, because that's the type of person that I am. I have like integrity and like honor. And whenever I smell nonsense bullshit, then I don't talk about it. I figure or wait a couple of weeks or a month or whatever to see exactly what's going on. But the goal was for them to spread this information, make it about this, you know, basically copy the entire plot of this freaking movie, and then make it about these drones that are looking for this nuclear suitcase, dirty bomb, nerve agent, biochemical radiation thing, and for other people to go out there and also talk about it and make it a popular talking point.
Yeah. That's exactly so they can justify like, oh no, dude, they're probably looking for XYZ. How that one drone manufacturer was talking about that they can detect leaks, gas leaks, and they can also detect radiation, which I don't know. Again, I know nuclear bombs are fake and gay, but who knows? And I heard somebody talking about a nuclear warhead that got brought into the States from Europe and they lost track of where it's at. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, there's been several of those that has just gone missing over the years, and no one knows exactly where they are, which then just leads more fuel to, you know, that these drones are searching for some kind of, you know, some dirty bomb or something. And then that also gets blamed on Russia because, you know, Putin has said several times that if a NATO missile lands on Russian soil, then he's going to go nuclear on people. And that's what the movie Carry On revolved around, were these Russian people.
Yeah, they were going to it was like a mob or like a this group of organized crime that they were going to blame it on them, and they were going to set off again the funding. They wanted to funnel the funding and get it going. So, and I want to look at the other side of this too, because I know some people, right? Check out this. They intervened when Trump was shot to prevent civil war. They are intervening now to prevent world war. Here's my conclusion on the about the UFO/drone situation. I think he's going to go woo-woo. So I want to watch this. I'm going to speed it up because it's kind of long. But I want to see what this guy's got to say, because he's got some Pleiadian-looking people here, AI-generated picture, and I'm sure he's going to probably say some wild shit. So here, let's watch this real quick.
Okay. Hey, friends, let's do another daily UFO drone update. This might actually end up being my final UFO drone update, because I have at least preliminary conclusion of what is going on with these drones and UFOs. Okay, so there's this paper that came out from the Air Force from 1965 that I'll put it on my Twitter, on my X, so you can see it in full and read it. But it basically describes a three-night period where at this Minuteman, nuclear missile silo in Wyoming. If you didn't know, most of our nuclear weapons are kept in the Midwest of our country. That way, if, Russia or somebody was to attack them, there would be the least amount of casualties. Just that's why we did it. So we have a crap ton of nuclear weapons in the Midwest, Wyoming, that area of the country. So they can see for miles and miles and miles. This is back in 1965, the sky, there's no drones or satellites or anything like that, or not very many. And they can see forever, clear nights. And for three nights in a row, they had all of these UFOs buzzing to the point where they actually did this like comprehensive report on it. And there was like 150 something sightings by like 130 something personnel. These are trained people that their entire job is to monitor from these lookout towers and make sure nothing's messing with the nuclear weapons, right? So these guys are professionals at what they do. And they reported seeing practically the exact same thing that we're seeing in our skies now. This is 60 years ago, okay? So they report seeing sometimes just a ball of light. Sometimes there's flashing lights on it. They said sometimes it looks like there's a tail, like from an airplane. Sometimes not. Sometimes one would split into two. Sometimes they would like shoot across the sky and then stop on a dime and hover there. They said sometimes they'd hover for hours and hours. And here's where it gets really crazy. So this current drone situation, almost all the sightings happen at basically when the sun goes down, and they go until about midnight, right? So about 5 or 6 o'clock till about midnight. That's when the vast majority of the sightings are. Hardly ever during the day and hardly ever overnight, right? They want to be seen, okay? That's the big thing. So they even say in this report, 1965, the same thing happened. At dusk until about midnight is when the vast majority of the sightings happen. So these things want to be seen. They want to appear like airplanes and stuff, but they also want to appear mysterious. They're sending a message, okay? So this was happening around our Air Force bases and nuclear bases. This has happened for a very long time. There's been several books written on these mysterious objects around our nuclear weapons. So this is not new. And these things that we're seeing right now in the sky are not drones, okay? There are some drones up there, of course. Like, we're putting our drones up there to take a look at these things. And most of the accounts are when we get our drones near them, our drones either fall out of the sky or they completely, like, short circuit. So there's something mysterious happening here. So then it leads us to, okay, who's doing this and why, all right? So these things started picking up in this current flap right after the election. And from the best of what I can tell from assembling all the data is that as soon as Trump was elected next president, the Biden administration was going to do something stupid to try to sabotage, basically, his transition, okay? And the reports are suggesting that we were going to launch some sort of preemptive strikes. We were trying to bait Russia into doing something stupid so we could retaliate. If you think about it, these drone things first happened over all of the Air Force bases in the UK, and several of those bases have been reported to have U.S. nuclear weapons out, okay? So they started there, basically kiboshing that, saying, hey, don't play with these toys. Then they moved over to America, and now they've been seen at Langley, at Wright-Patterson, all over New Jersey, where we have the Picatinny Arsenal. They've been seen over the Capitol. They've been seen all over the place. They're sending a very clear message, not to us as the regular Joes, but to our government, our military, that, hey, big boys are here. Put down your weapons. Don't do anything stupid. So I look at this way, whenever we try to trace back who's doing this, okay? You got to look at that we are in what I call the simulator, okay? We're in a virtual reality-like simulator for consciousness development. And just like when you play a virtual reality game, when you're totally locked in that VR game, you lose focus and awareness of everything else out there. And
I love being in the simulator. Game,
and they're in it. They've been playing it for 8 hours straight. They are totally immersed. And you needed to get their attention. You couldn't just go and tap them on the shoulder. They'd freak out. They'd be like, ah! It would scare them, right? So if you had the ability, this is what you would do. You would put a message in the game itself, right? In the virtual reality game, you would get their attention that way and say, hey, wake up, I need your attention out here. And then they would see that and they would say, okay, and take the headset off, right? Well, when I see what's happening here, I think about it as like, say you had two cats fighting and you use like one of those laser pointers and you did a little laser pointer to distract them, and then they start chasing the laser pointer and they stop fighting each other. That's what I see happening here. I think that somebody outside of the simulator, right, a higher dimensional being, is watching, guiding, monitoring. It's a free will simulator, so we can kind of do whatever we want here to a certain extent. So kind of like if you had a couple cats fight, it's all good. But if you walked in, you heard the cats just screaming and freaking out and you came in, they had their claws stuck in each other and they're like, tearing each other. You know cats fight. You would say, hey, you get a little laser pointer out, you would distract them, they start chasing the dog, and they stop fighting. That's what you would do. So cats have free will, they can run around my house and they can be cats, but once they start like hurting each other, I intervene. I think that's what's happening here. A higher dimensional, higher intelligent entity is intervening in us. I think that as soon as Trump got elected, the current administration was going to do something stupid to kibosh this whole thing, and these higher dimensional beings said no, and they started buzzing around and interacting and interfering and distracting and basically sending a message, hey, you're not the alpha here, we are, so y'all have free will in the simulator, but don't destroy the place, okay? And that's what I think is happening. When this happened back in 1965, it wasn't the first time, and that was around the Cuban Missile Crisis. That was during the Cold War. There was during the Vietnam War. There's a lot of crazy things going on at that time, and these things have been seen all through history, especially at nuclear bases and especially at Air Force bases. So there's something out there that just wants to continuously remind us that, hey, y'all have free will, but we're still in charge, okay? Don't destroy the place. That is what I really, really think is happening, and that's what everything points to. So these things we're seeing in the sky, they're not here to hurt us, they're not here to invade us, they're not here to abduct us, they're not here to do any of that stuff. They are here, it's a laser pointer to distract us. I think that people hate me for saying this, but I think that when Trump missed the pew-pew, that was intervention as well, because that would have set us down a very terrible timeline. And then as soon as he got elected, that jumped us to another timeline, and then these entities had to intervene again because there was something about to happen, and they intervened, and now they're trying to guide us to this positive timeline. I think that when he avoided the pew-pew, that got us off the Civil War timeline, and then this that's happening right now is getting us off the World War timeline. That's what I think. That's what I see. Let me know what you think and what.
Ryder, what do you think? You think he's on a little woo woo there, kind of
a little woo woo, but also kind of based a little bit more based than some people. Like, listen, I don't know. I think, I mean, the whole idea of these UFOs being around nuclear silos and nuclear bases has been a common thing throughout, like, the UFO phenomena. Mm-hmm. It's like it's nothing new. It's something that's being talked about, and that's something that was talked about in both congressional UFO hearings as well. And it's just a coincidence that the newest UFO congressional hearing was basically about USOs, underwater submergible objects, and then we're talking about how they come up out of the water, and then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, we get to see these supposed drones, or people are witnessing these drones coming up out of the
water.
Even
in Puerto Rico, too, there was the underwater. You see that video where it was like an underwater light next to the boats?
And that's been also a really heavily reported. It's just so interesting to me because I've done a lot of study and a lot of, work and study into these UFO cults. And it seems like anybody that has ever been in contact with supposed extraterrestrials, let's say that they're channelers or they're leaders of these cults, they all say that the aliens cannot intervene.
Right. So
that they cannot intervene in anything. They have like a prime directive, which is basically the Star Trek thing, where they cannot involve themselves in matters on Earth, but yet they can somehow involve themselves when it comes to nuclear war. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And now if they're so powerful, why not just hack the consciousness of the person creating the nuclear warheads or whatever and stop them from even coming up with that idea, right? Because but you have free will. That's the thing, you have free will, but you just can't. It's like, what, that part makes no, you get what I'm saying? Like, if you're so powerful, just don't even give the idea to the person to begin with, and you won't have this issue of having these weapons and these things. Now again, I know some people don't even believe in nukes. They believe that they're fake and gay, and they're actually, I propose the idea because, dude, I can get wild too, right? I mean, we all can, right? I mean, this is just the way it is. But I propose the idea that the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were teleported to another dimension. I don't know if you've seen the paintings of the people who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Have you seen those paintings?
Yes, I've seen some of those. And it's kind of reminiscent, too, of the nuclear power plant that, like, Fukushima, the one that, like, completely melted down and all that. And then there were reported that there were UFO sightings over the site after it happened. And it's like, okay, well, why would they be there after? Like, could they have not showed up, like, a couple of hours earlier and prevented the freaking nuclear power plant melting down? Like, what would be the reason that they would be there after the fact?
Were there really any around Chernobyl when that was going on? Do you know anything about that?
I think that there were some reports on that one as well.
Look at this. Don't quote me though. There's like a head here. Look at that. It's like something swimming. And he's like, hey, there's something there. And then he shines the light on it. You can see eyes for a second. Watch it. Right there. Boom. You saw those eyes? What is that?
That's Loch Ness.
What is that, bro? I mean, what are you doing? I'm not going to lie. This is kind of freaky. This is Puerto Rico. But in Puerto Rico, we have the bioluminescent. You can't see the picture here. But in Puerto Rico, we have this phenomenon, which I'm sure you've heard about it, where you have the bioluminescent, the microorganisms that live in the water. So it could be a fish or a turtle or something that looks like, right, an aircraft, and it's just an animal creating and setting off the bioluminescent microorganisms like these. You know, that's a more like logical Occam's razor type of thing. Like, oh, okay, well, it might be this, right? So maybe it's a fish or something that's coming out of the water, and it's just setting off all the lights. You can literally go on kayaks. And there's kayaking tours that you can take where you can go. And you see this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the bioluminescence thing happens every couple of years or something like that. It's like on like a routine point. And some people were like, during 2020, when everyone was, you know, locked in their homes and not going out and not going out to eat and doing all their normal things, like they made the bioluminescence thing like a really big deal. They were like, look, people aren't polluting the ocean. The ocean is responding with is glowing because people aren't out there anymore. And Mother Nature is being healed by us all being inside of our homes and not going anywhere.
Which, I mean, I think that's possible, bro, that without the cars and all that, you know, the pollution. You believe in pollution? I believe in pollution. Is that faking gates?
Well, absolutely. I mean, consumerism is really, but it's not even really our fault. It's really these companies' fault that make products that don't last. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you got to continuously buy new products all the time. And where do those other products go? They go into landfills. They end up in other countries. It pollutes our beaches. It pollutes our waters. It pollutes, like, there's this beach in another country that has nothing but clothes on it, just clothes and clothes and clothes piled up like feet deep of like clothes on this beach, dude.
You told me about the documentary, right? You said it was called Bye Bye Bye.
The NSYNC song? No, that's no, it's on. No, it's a.
The
documentary on Netflix that talks about the pollution and like these companies that are just continuously making products. It goes back to like the light bulb conspiracy, you know, where they have that the Continental light bulb, where the Continental light bulb has been running for like since like the
by
early
now.
1900s. Yeah, Bye Now. That's the name of the documentary.
Bye,
it's
bye,
unbelievable.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, man. I believe in that we are over consuming. I mean, you know, we just had Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I'm part of the problem too. My wife buys a lot of stuff on Amazon. I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. So you'll just be sitting around like, oh, I wish I had XYZ. And then you just want a click of a button, boom, just buy it, bring it in. And then what you were telling me was that a lot of stuff that we donate to people that are supposed to go to people who don't have, you know, like clothing and shoes, usually doesn't ever make it to those people. And it usually ends up on beaches like this, where a lot of these clothes are like name brand clothing that are just piled up on these beaches. Look at this, dude. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude. And that is these companies that are obviously greedy companies, and they want to just churn out new product all the time and get people to buy that new product. So they're just continuously buying over and over and over again. And then you have the commercials and all the stuff promoting all that. And you have the influencers promoting the,
yeah,
newest item and the newest thing like all the time, and it's just creating this system. And where is all this stuff going? I mean, all the electronics that in this showed where, like in this documentary, where when people donate their clothes, like their clothes don't even go to where they think that they're donating them to. They go to foreign countries and they end up on all these freaking beaches. Like name brand clothes are just ending up on the shores of all these beaches.
Mm-hmm. My wife makes fun of me, dude, because I have a work uniform that I wear, and I have had the same pair of shoes probably for 10 years now. And the reason for that being is because I can't find. I've looked, and shoes are super expensive now. They're like $140 for a pair of shoes. I remember when you paid $80 or $70, and that was a lot. But now they're twice the price, and none of them look good. So I've looked for, you know, Adidas or Nike or whatever, you know, some shoes to try and get some of the, like, I want the same shoe I have now, just new. They don't make them anymore. Like, they don't have the same shoe that I have now. You know, I don't know how often are you supposed to switch your shoes out?
I don't know. I go with a really long time, because I think that it actually shows character that, like, you don't care about how. Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, if your shoes are falling apart,
how often are you supposed to poo?
At least twice a day, bro.
Buy new shoes. The only every 8 to 12 months, bro.
That's ridiculous, dude.
That's wild. I've had shoes from high school. Like, I have shoes from high school.
I do too.
And I graduated in 2012. So that's 12 years. And they've, again, there's some of them that are like kind of fading, which again bothers me, but I'm legitimately trying to find new. And then my wife got a pair of new shoes for her. They're women's shoes, but they look, you know, they look good. Like, I'm like, damn, I would like a pair. They only make them in women's sizes. So like, I can't even buy a shoe that I do like. Usually they don't even make it in my size. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't find it. But I've tried, and I just, dude, I can't. Like, I cannot find the shoes.
That's another problem too, is like, whenever I get a new pair of shoes, like, and they're not broken in, dude, like, they literally hurt my feet. Like, if I walk around in them and they're like for a couple of days before they're broken in, like, the arches of my feet will literally hurt, like, to the point where it like hurts to walk. It's so weird. I did the same thing with these pair of Under Armour shoes that I have. They're like kind of like sports shoes, but they're like super comfy for me. And I tried to look them up and you can't find them.
I'm trying to find the shoe that I have. So I have a pair of these, but I don't like them. And then I'm trying to find a pair of the ones that... So they look like this, but in black. Tubular radial. Radial. Black. Let's see if they make them. All right, so I've had these pair of shoes. Oh, look, I might. These are definitely knockoffs. Those are not Adidas. But, so right here. So I've had these shoes, bro, for like years now, man. And they're just like super, because this is like suede, so it's like super faded. Right here. Yeah, these are the ones. But these look used.
You know, you can throw your shoes in the washer, right, and just wash them like that?
No. They're faded. So you see how this fades right here?
Yeah.
This is like super faded on mine, and I just
yeah.
I just want a fresh pair of shoes. Like, I've tried Nike, but again, I can't look. Like, I'm looking right now. Literally, you cannot find the shoes that like 120. Are these used on eBay? New with box for 120, dude. I bought these for like $80 at one point. Yeah, but these are the shoes. These are literally the shoes that I want. See, neoprene gym shoes, man. All right. Anyways, I'll take a look at them. But yeah, dude, I agree with the whole consumerism. That is a sort of virus too, where they're just making you get newer and newer things, newer phones that just because it's new, that does the same thing that the one previously did, you know, but people are bait. Have you seen the video where they switch out, they tell the person they're going to give them the new iPhone and that they're going to transfer their data? And the, you know, the person is like being interviewed, they turn around and the person behind is literally cleaning their phone. And they're like, yeah, we just transferred all your data and all your stuff is going to be the same. You know, your lock screen is going to be the same. And they just put it in a new case and they hand it to them. Like, this is the new iPhone. And they're like, this is so much faster. Yeah. Like, oh, I love this. Yeah. Mine was lagging. It's literally the same phone that they just had. But again, that placebo effect. Where it's like, oh, just because you think it's better, and I've experienced that, just because you think it's better or because it's more expensive that it's better, usually that's not the case. You know, it's just like they're doing the same thing with cars. Like, my neighbor was talking about her car, how the Telluride, they're catching fire, bro. So they're telling you not to park them in your garage because they're catching. There's like so many recalls. The new Tundras, the new Toyota Tundras, their engines were like failing after like 50,000 miles. 100,000 trucks were recalled, bro, for faulty engines. That's wild, dude. Especially for Toyota, because Toyota's known for reliability. To have that large of a recall, it's like, hey, yeah, we actually have to swap out your engine. They're going to do it for free, but you're going to probably wait. You know, I've seen people wait 6 months to get a replacement. That's crazy, dude. That's wild.
It is so wild, and it really started with that light bulb conspiracy and the Continental light bulb and these light bulb manufacturers being like, oh, well, we can't have a light bulb that lasts for hundreds of years or no one will ever buy a light bulb again, and we got to be making money, dude.
Yeah,
we can't not be making money. We're going to go out of business if everyone has light bulbs that last their entire lifetime. And, yeah, and they've just applied that same ideology to everything.
We got to get Juan to buy new shoes.
Microwaves, freaking the appliances that you buy last a max of like 5 years now. Like, everything is just getting less and less quality. But all the while, those 1970s and 80s refrigerators, bro, them bad boys are still kicking to this very day, bro.
Yeah, you can hide in them during a nuclear war, from what I've seen. I think it was Indiana Jones where he goes into the refrigerator.
Yep. Indiana Jones, nuclear bomb. He's hiding in the refrigerator.
So, dude, what do you expect from all this? Where are we headed? You think that something's going to happen before Christmas Eve or on Christmas Eve? Do you think that they'll just go away and people aren't going to talk about them again? What does Ryder Lee think the future holds for these drones and the intergalactic space butt plugs?
Drone wars, bro. We're in the middle of the drone wars. Fighting the drone mis and disinformation from the movie Carry On. I think that it's going to be another thing that just kind of fades away and goes away. Here in a couple of weeks, it's going to completely, like, everyone's just going to completely forget about it, just like they forgot about the Chinese spy balloon that was going over the United States. Everyone just saw them. On to the next thing. And then it was the what happened after that? Wasn't it the submarine that exploded? And then everyone was about that for a couple of weeks. And then then it went on to something different. And then it's just the next thing. It would be something else in 2 weeks.
The Titan implosion. Ocean Gate. She was at. He'd go to Bohemian Grove. Yeah, I covered that quite extensively, and I got a lot of views from that. But sometimes, like, chasing that next big story, that next big high. Like, I wasn't going to talk about these drones until I had texted you about it, because I know usually, like, when I talk to you about something, you're pretty level-headed as far as, like, you know, like, what's actually going on versus some of these people you can talk to. I'm like, yeah, the aliens are here, dude. They're going to do Project Blue Beam, and I've got a boner, and I'm texting you with my boner right now. You know, it's like that's what some people fall in line with. So I have like a small group of friends that I can text about stuff that are level-headed, and they don't buy into all the bullshit, versus the rest of the internet or whoever who's just coming up with crazy ideas. Like this guy, again, I like to hear all points of views. Like this guy was talking about, they are intervening because, you see, the way that we are, we're in a simulation, right? And the editor of that simulation, the architect, is just shining the light. And we're just cats fighting, right? So it's all just a laser pointer to get our attention. All right.
Sure.
Whatever. So.
Well, and that's the problem, though, is that people want those types of explanations. It's
sexy they want for that them, because, right?
It's very attractive for them to believe in the extraordinary and not the mundane. Now, you would have probably quadrupled your views on this video whenever it comes out if you had a person like that on here talking about it, you know.
Yeah.
And that, because people would automatically click on that because they want to know about the aliens and the UFOs and outer space and where they're from and what they're doing. Are they protecting us? Are they intervening, or are they demons, or you know, is this the Book of Revelation living out? You know, and that's going to drive all the clicks and all the people that are, you know, going to come in. And so I appreciate you bringing me on. I think it was a wonderful conversation. And, you know, people just got to realize that
we're feds.
A lot of this stuff is just there's mundane, way more based explanations for this kind of stuff other than immediately going for the exaggerated fairy tale, you know, aliens from outer space theory. And that's something that people may have to get over. It's like an awakening within an awakening, right? When you wake up to all this stuff, then you realize that waking up to all this stuff was also a facade. You have to wrap back around, and you know, that's where I'm at with all this. And I think that it's just going to go away, and Trump's going to be inaugurated, and then it'll be on to attacking Trump for all of his stuff for a couple of months, and then there'll be some other kind of event or some other thing that'll grab the attention of the mainstream media and the alternative community, because that seems to be where we're at right now, this merging between the mainstream and the alternative community. And like the news was talking about this, the guy that killed the insurance for that.
The CEO.
The CEO, they were talking about that number conspiracy that surrounds the the shooter or whatever. They were talking about that on like mainstream news, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like
the, like gematria, like, on the mainstream news?
Pretty much that's what they were talking about, this number that surrounds the supposed assassin. I forget what the number is. Me and Ryan,
like,
Gable
218 or something like that, right?
286.
286, yeah.
286, and they were talking about this on the mainstream news and how that's the number of tweets that he had, and he also had this Pokemon on his X profile that is Pokemon 286, and then apparently the McDonald's that he went to after the assassination was 286 miles away from where the assassination took place, and then the 286 was also the code, the insurance code that denied his claim. Yeah, and the mainstream media is talking about this. I'm like, what is going on? This is like an alternative media topic. Why are they talking about this? So it's this mixture of, you know, because they're realizing that they have to kind of delve into that stuff, or people are going to no longer watch them.
Just to feed into the schizo side, like, it's all a number. I'm going to rewatch that movie. I think it's the number 23 of Jim Carrey. Was it like one of the last movies he made before he like disappeared off the face of the earth? And he's like one of those guys that always talks about the Illuminati and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, I do think that there are groups that are operating within the shadows, but you're not going to know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that there's probably people out there who are in the Forbes top 100 richest people that are just, you know, solely they thrive off the chaos. I'm sure that there is that, bro. I mean, and one of the more mundane things, we know the mob is real. We know gangs are real. We know organized crime is a thing. So who's to say that there isn't like some occult group, and by occult, I mean like hidden, that is maybe perhaps funding false flags and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, dude. Like, I think that sort of conspiracy is legitimate. Like, okay, there's a group funding chaos. Is that group interdimensional aliens from the Pleiadian star system or the Homunculus Nebula or something? No, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it goes that far. I don't think so either.
People don't realize how shitty humans can be to other humans.
Eggs, dude. You nailed it right there. Humans, you know, I'm not afraid of. I went hunting one time, and we were in pitch darkness, but we had night vision, and we were waiting for the hogs to pull in. And I talked, you know, me and my buddy started. We're in the tree stand. We're talking about aliens and Bigfoot and skunk ape and all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, what if once we hear stuff crawling up? By the way, armadillos are so loud at night. Like, they're so crazy loud. And raccoons chew so loud at night, it sounds like a monster in the shadows if you don't have a light on it. And I always kept asking, I'm like, dude, what happens if once we turn this on, and when we turn it on, we have like this skinwalker or something staring back at us? He's like, honestly, I wouldn't really care about that. If anything, I'm afraid of the real monsters. I'm afraid of the rednecks out here that walk around without a shirt and no shoes on, because he's had dudes on his cameras. Literally, he had a dude walking in the middle of a Florida swamp, no shoes on, no shirt, with a rifle in his hand, gave a thumbs up to the camera, and then just walked off. He's like, I'm afraid of those people. You know, the Hills Have Eyes County. Like, I'm afraid of those people, because those are the true monsters. And you're absolutely right. I think that people can be very nasty to other human beings. And those are the real boogeymen, not these interdimensional butt demons that people talk about.
That's exactly right. And I actually had a gun pulled on me one time in the woods as well. So, like, I know I know all about that scenario. And it was a shotgun, and it was pointed right at my chest.
Yeah, bro.
So I know how, what humans can do to, I mean, just look at prisons, dude. Look how animalistic people are inside of prisons. Like, it doesn't have to be aliens that's doing this to each other. And really, if you peel back the layers of all of the theories and the speculation surrounding, ufology and these aliens and stuff, like, and you boil it down, it's the same things that are being blamed on aliens we're doing to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So, dude, any closing thoughts before we get out of here? This was great. I think we talked about the drones, talked about the movie a little bit, and just went off on different tangents, but it was fun, like always.
Thanks for having me on, brother. Really appreciate it. It's always fun discussing with you and talking with you. If people would like to check out my show, Raised by Giants, on YouTube and any and all podcast platforms, and please check out my documentary, A Clockwork Shining. And after you watch A Clockwork Shining, check out the previous documentary, JFKX, which is also on Amazon Prime. I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and thank you very much for having me on, Juan. Appreciate you, brother.
I'm writing this one down. Yeah, I'll check it out here this week or something, and we'll set up another show. But yeah, as always, everyone, make sure to not shoot at the drones, because what comes up must come down. And yeah, just use discernment and be smart, and just don't buy into all the hype, because it's easy to get lost in the sauce. Like, hey, listen, I want to believe that homunculus are real. I want to believe in all that stuff, but they could all be just fake and gay. Same how these drones are probably fake and gay, just like the government. So make sure to check out the show on social media at the 101 podcast, www.tjojp.com, all that good stuff. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.